Hi, this is Chip Brim, and this is the voice of One Witness Radio broadcast with Dr. Billy Brim. Today you'll be hearing from Billy Brim's classic message series entitled Holiness. As you listen to these teachings, you will learn how to discipline the flesh, live according to the Spirit, separate yourself more into God to become endued with power, and become holy as He is holy. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
I heard Brenda Steen talking about some of the people God brought to us in that first prayer meeting, and then we became close friends with them. John G. Lake's daughter, son-in-law, Brother Halverson, Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, wasn't in that meeting but other times, and Mama Goodwin and Rachel T. Fatiller. And Brenda Steen said, when you got near them, it was like you got in a spaceship with them, and they took you off up there somewhere where they lived and prayed. And oh, how I did love Brother Halverson. He, I believe, was like the most like Jesus of any person I've ever known in my life. He got so much like Jesus that he was transferred from heaven to, from earth to heaven. He went to Mac and Lynn Hammond's church, and Brother Mac called him up to pray one day after he had presented some things the Lord wanted done in the church. And Brother Halverson began to pray. And when he prayed, he'd pray in tongues, and then he'd pray in English, and he'd go out to another realm. And you could listen to him pray, and you'd know what was going to happen in the news a month or two down the line. It was hard for me to pray with him because I always wanted to listen to what he was saying. And that day at Mac and Lynn's church in 1985, 2nd of June, and they were standing on the platform, and he prayed, and he took Brother Mac in his arms, and they both fell to the floor like you're falling under the power. And Brother Halverson, Lynn and Mrs. Halverson were standing there, and he smiled, and he left. And the church just kept praising and worshiping God. And in Minneapolis, if you die and you weren't sick, you have to have, you know, medical examiner has to examine you. And he examined him and he said, no known cause of death. Now, God had Elijah out there in the field with a chariot. But he had his servant Philip Halverson in the great church in America that was worshiping God and just took him on to glory. He just stepped on into glory. When Brother Hagin heard it, he said, what a way to go. Woo-hoo-hoo, glory to God. Stand up over here, brother. This brother looks like Brother Philip Halverson. Did any of you know him? What do you think? He does, doesn't he? Brother Halverson was lighter in color and had little rosy red cheeks and blue twinkly eyes. But he looked very much like this brother. Thank you, sir. And I tell you, I loved that man. We found out before he left that he actually knew he was going. He left notes for his wife, left money for her, did all kinds of things. And we found on his tapes where he had been counting down. And we've got tapes that were 3 months before he left, and he says, 3 months home free. And then he was preaching on down. He said, 2 months home free. And then 1 month home free. And then it got down to home free. Bless the Lord. And he was gone from us, but over into heaven, I'm sure, working on that side of the veil. And but he left in June 2nd. And in February, we had one of our prayer meetings. The Lord instructed us to have four prayer meetings around the country. And we'd had one down in the Astronome. And when we came back home from that prayer meeting, he walked in the door of his house, set down his suitcases, went back to his bed to lie down. And when he lay down in the bed, his body lay down, but his spirit didn't. It just was sitting up, and then it just went up, went right up through the ceiling. And went up into a place where he said he met a band of praisers and worshipers. And he said they were worshiping God. He was Norwegian. He spoke with an accent. He said, they were marching into God. Marching into God. And he said, I joined them. And he said, it was so wonderful. I never wanted to leave. For the first time in my life, he said, I was worshiping the Lord with nothing to hold me back of the physical world. I could go higher and higher, and they were going higher and higher, and I wanted to stay with them forever. But then he said, I heard the soundings of the warring going on around the earth, you know, in the heavenlies around it. And he said, I looked to my right, and there were angels. And they were the warrior, strong angels of God. And they said, come go with us. And he said, I went with them, and they took me to the places of the earth where battles were going on in the heavenlies. And one was over Indonesia. He told us some other places, but he said the last place we visited and the place of the most warfare over earth was over Jerusalem and over Israel. And he said, I realize I step in and out of this realm every day. He had been there in the spirit in his prayer working with these people. And so he came back to the earth, and when he got back to the earth, he told the Lord, he said, I want to see this in the Word, what has happened to me. And the Lord said, call Billy Brim. So he called me on the phone, and I had just been reading this chapter and was amazed at what I was seeing. Wouldn't dare told anybody on earth, would have just seen it myself and never told a soul if it hadn't been for Brother Halverson calling me. And I don't know that I've ever preached it until right now. And I'm not preaching it, I'm just telling you about it. I'll let you make up your own mind, so don't nail me to the cross here. Zechariah 3 was the chapter that I was reading. Hallelujah. Now, the case here is that Israel, they had a temple at Jerusalem, and because they backslid and disobeyed God, they went into Babylonian captivity and their temple was destroyed. After 70 years, they're coming out now, and they're rebuilding a temple, and they have to reinstate the worship, the order of worship. God told them exactly how to worship in the first five books of the law. Moses, first five books of the Bible. And so they knew how they had to worship. They had to have a high priest. The high priest, he had to be very careful when he went in before the Lord. Things had to be done right. He had to be clean. And the way it was done from the beginning, God himself and Moses ordained Aaron. But after that, the high priest ordained and everything was done according to order. But now they've gotten down here to the state where they haven't had a temple in 70 years. They don't have a high priest clean to ordain the next one. So what we see here is that God is going to have to ordain Joshua the high priest himself. So let's read it. Just read it like it says. And he showed me Joshua, Yeshua, really the same name as Jesus. He showed me Yeshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. See, Satan doesn't want them back over there in Jerusalem having a high priest, so he's come against the high priest. And Jehovah said unto Satan, the Lord Jehovah rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Jehovah that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, he, God, answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, or the angel of the Lord, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, this is God, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. The priest had to wear certain clothes and certain mitre. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of Jehovah stood by. And the angel of Jehovah, this word's protested in the King James, it's really best charged. Like when you go to an ordination service, they give a charge to the ministers. And the angel of the Lord charged Joshua, saying, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, if you will walk in my ways, and if you will keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, Israel, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Now, in my Bible, I have a number 2 by that word places. I go over into the center reference column, and it says walks. He said, I will give thee walks to walk among these that stand by. These that stand by the Lord. These that stand before the Lord. There's a place called standing before the Lord. Standing by the Lord. And he was dealing with Joshua the high priest. And some kind of a heavenly action was taking place. And even God himself cleansed and ordained that high priest, who's an earthly man. And he said, if you obey me, I'll let you judge Israel. And if you obey me, I'm going to give you some walks in the spirit sometimes. And I'm going to let you walk walks among these that stand before me. Now that's Old Testament. Bless the Lord. You think we should never see an angel, never have a vision, never have anything supernatural happen, never have a visitation? My goodness gracious, no. We should have these, much of these. The reason why is we're going to get over it. Bless the Lord. Other things are more real to us than God is. But God's about to become the most real thing to us. Now, I want to tell you and show you the place of the church. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ephesians 1. The book of Ephesians is the plan for the church. You should read it and read it and reread it all the time. And it starts off by telling the church that we're blessed. Can you remember when you first came around faith teachers and they told you you were blessed? I can remember when I first heard Brother Hagin say, "We're blessed." Oh, it was wonderful to know. Not only do we have right to blessings, we're blessed. And so this verse here was a dear to all of us when we first heard it. Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. Oh, we got so happy that we have been blessed, already blessed with all spiritual blessings. Hallelujah, that's wonderful. But we even got, I remember when we first heard this, you'd have to be around when people first started hearing the faith message to appreciate it, see? You've heard it for a while, but I mean, we hadn't heard it. A little bunch there, you know. We got so happy that we had been blessed that if anybody dare said, "God bless you," we told them, "No, don't say that. We already blessed." But you know, God has blessings and will bless and all. He's got plenty of blessings. But He already has, yes, blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. But He didn't do it for no purpose. He did not do it for no end. Why did He do it? That's not a period. Let's look and see why He did it. According as He hath chosen us, the church, in Him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame someplace. Where? Before Him. The place of the church is before God. That's the place of the glory. That's the place of the fire. You can't stand there unless you're holy and without blame. He chose us before the foundation of the world when He slayed the Lamb. The Bible tells to us that Jesus was a Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And He chose us and He decided that out of all the earth He would separate Himself a people.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. To order these teachings in their entirety or learn more about Billy Brim Ministries, please log on to www.billybrim.org. That's www.billybrim.org. Or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Chip Brim saying, Shalom.